Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
Jackson. I'm your host, Les Jackson. I am so proud. I am so privileged. I am honored to sit back. We're going to talk about today. I want to talk about, you know what, opportunity is everywhere. We don't recognize it, but I want to talk about the life of a trucker because, you know what, one of the biggest industries in America, something that is evolutionized and has always been there, is truck driving. And I'm going to bring in right now a good friend that I met haphazardly by accident because of another acquaintance, his mother, and I sat back and I had to have him on because he is a professional truck driver with over 5 years' experience. Brother Ahab, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, and you? How you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. Brother Ahab, tell us, how did you get into trucking?
Well, you know, man, I got into trucking because it was something actually I always wanted to do, man. I just, you know, once I got the opportunity to do it, man, I just really hit and, you know, went ahead and did it, man. I started trying to be a truck driver when I was 18, and trucking companies kept saying, call us back when you turn 21, call us back when you turn 21. And on my 21st birthday, I went down to Swift Transportation and applied for trucking school.
And let me ask you this. Let me ask you this because how old are you right now?
I'm 26.
You're 26. You've been in trucking for 5 years. And mm-hmm. evidently you have reaped the benefits of it because you are a family man,
yes,
I assume. But tell us a little bit about you as the trucker. Because there's many elements that you go through and there's many things that you deal with. And I just want to get down to it because, you know what, if a lot of people want to see the world, they want to sit back, they want to adventure and see new things. And trucking is a golden opportunity. And so, come on, talk to me, man.
Well, being a truck driver, you know, it has its ups and it has its downs. For me, when I started driving, man, it was the coolest thing for me was to be able to see really where things come from. You know, it wasn't so much of what I was carrying, you know, but, you know, to sit there and see where that TV in your living room came from, you know, from start to finish, from where they put it together and how it got where it's going, you know, up until, you know, you go to that store and buy that TV. And I found that really, really fascinating, which really just allowed me to have more of my passion for it to actually grow. And it turned out pretty good. You know, the downside to it is, you know, like you said, I am a family man, so it takes time, you know, away from my girls. But at the same time, you know, they know, you know, that daddy does it, you know, to provide for them. And when I come home, I spend as much time with them as I can. And I'm quite sure, you know, when they get old enough, you know, they're going to want to ride with me and see the country like I do.
Let me ask you this. What is the average hours for a trucker? Or is it diversified where you can pretty much you can put in what you need to put in or get with a company that will allow you to be a family man and still drive the truck and make a living?
Well, as far as the hours of a trucker, as a family man, the easiest route for a truck driver would, you know, really to just be a local driver, you know, but that has its challenges as well, you know, to even get in that, to get in that experience range to become a local driver. A lot of companies, you know, require you to have, you know, 5+ years experience, and then, you know, you have to deal with the aspect of the guys that have been there, you know, with seniority. But other than that, man, it's tough. It really, really is. You know, you over-the-road drivers like myself right now, we put in a lot of hours out there, and it can be mind-boggling. I've even tried to be local myself and ran into that roadblock of, you know, the seniority and, you know, companies not hiring because, you know, they've got guys been with them 30 years or, you know, they want me to been driving a little longer or whatever the case may be.
And so let me, just like any other industry where there are people that are jockeying for position, and you made it perfectly plain when you said that, but you broke through. How did you sit back and stick with it? How did you sit back and make it work for you as a truck driver?
Oh, man. Man, you know what? Some days I sit back and I ask myself. And honestly, to truly, truly be honest with you, Les, I'm still struggling to make it work. You know, I just honestly got back on the road from being off the road for 8 months. You know, because just trying to make it work being a truck driver and a family man, it's tough. And I still, day by day, you know, figure it out. You know, I have my dad helping me raise my girls. And, you know, it's tough to balance being a truck driver and a family man, and, you know, being a truck driver or being a truck driver and just really having a life because you spend so much time at work. You spend a lot of time at work. And it's tough to balance, you know, if you are a family man or even for the female drivers out there. I honestly, you know, take my hat off to a lot of the women out there that are driving. It's definitely tough, you know, and it takes a lot. You need a lot of strong people around you, you know. So for truck drivers that are married, it takes, you know, that strong significant other, you know. And for those that are single like me, you know, single parents that are truck drivers, it definitely takes a strong family, and, you know, strong individuals around you to be able to allow you to have that game plan to where you can be able to be in this career and continue to enjoy it and, you know, manage your family, you know, and, you know, your career as well.
You know what? You said something that was very fantastic right there. I liked the way you said that, a career. I know my uncle, he has driven trucks since he was probably, he started out playing with Tonka toys in the yard down in the dirty South in the sand,
right.
And he just made up his mind he was going to be a truck driver as soon as he could drive. And I guess at probably 14, 15 years old, he took to the road, learned through my family, which has a history in truck driving, and just took off. And to this day, and he's pushing 70 or maybe more, and he still loves those trucks, that fascination. Does a truck, do you have to have a fascination? Is there a dream or a love or compassion for that type of industry?
And it's crazy you said that, man. Honestly, it is. You have to have that, man. You have to. Just to elaborate on something real quick, the guy I drive for, you know, he started, you know, just like you were saying, you know, his family was in trucking, you know, his dad was a truck driver, so he got into it. And when I hired on with him, he was telling me something that, you know, that actually stuck with me, because he was saying that his dad, you know, I've been driving almost 50 years, and his dad had to get out of it, but, you know, his dad wants to keep doing it. And every time he talks to his dad, you know, he talks about his dad gets off into trucking, and, you know, and it's crazy, you know. You have to have that passion, and when you have that passion, no matter how long you've been a driver, it stays with you. You know, his dad is almost 80 years old now, and his dad still wants to get out there.
And you know what? That is something, and I want to explain to people, you know what? That's the whole key to sitting back, finding the career, or finding your niche. You might only temporarily say, well, I'm going to do this for 5-10 years. But if you love what you do, it's no longer a job. Let me ask you, name some of the places that you've been able to see through truck driving, and then after that I want to talk about, because women are now driving trucks. So we're going to get into that after this, but name some of the places that you're allowed to see and the things that you're allowed to do by traveling and being a professional, and I'm not going to say truck driver, but being a professional man.
I've seen some of the places I've been, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Canada. Let's see. I've been to a lot of beautiful places in California, Florida, New York, Detroit. I've been to every state in the United States except for Hawaii. I've yet to go to Hawaii.
And they would, if you went to Hawaii, they'd have to load your truck up and then carry you over, correct?
Yeah, from what I'm understanding, yes. It's a ferry.
Right, because you'd have to go through, I guess, probably the Pearl Harbor experience, and you'd have to go through that way. Now, let me ask you this, because there is such an opportunity, and you know what? People don't realize it. Trucking is probably one of the last frontiers where people can actually, you can make money. I'm talking about serious money. What's the difference between a long hauler and a short hauler?
a long hauler and a short hauler.
Truck hauling.
The difference would be, well, in the trucking industry, it really depends on, honestly, the way you want to go with it. You could be a short hauler and make more money than a long hauler, or you could be a long hauler and, you know, make more money than a short hauler. It really depends on, because Mr. Les, this industry is so big that it really depends on how you get in the industry. You can get in the industry right now, you know, as the way I am, making, you know, getting paid per mile. But then you can get in the industry getting paid percentage. You know, years and years ago, back in the, you know, 60s and 70s, they didn't have to worry about the way the industry is set up now, so it was all based on miles. So now that they have percentage, you can get paid 90% of the load and don't go nowhere but, you know, from Michigan to Indiana and make all the money you need to make, you know, and still be comfortable. The flip side of that is you run that short area. You know, you may want to run a long area, or you could be a long hauler and run everywhere, and you really don't want to, but you want to run the short area, you know, if you still make your money. So it really depends on how you get in the industry itself.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, because you touched on it earlier. How much stress, and I want people that understand something. I want you to understand. I want people to understand this. You know, even myself, I'm on the road. I'm moving around constantly. And I find that, you know, if you don't have a strong support system, being the woman, the wife, whatever, in your life, it can be a problem. But how much stress does that actually put? How much stress actually goes into the household of a truck driver? Is there a lot of stress? Is there times when you come home and the old lady sits back and says, "You know what? I know you've been out there messing around. You're on the road."
Actually, it is a lot of stress in the household. It truly, truly is. And as a truck driver, you know, you try to do what you can to keep that stress level down, you know, because, you know, you're gone, you know, for long periods of time. You know, you're gone for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, 3 months. You got some drivers never go home, for those that don't have anything to go home to. But me, you know, since I have something to go home to, it's very, very stressful, you know, for your family at home. You know, they worry about you. You know, they constantly, constantly worry about you. I know my grandmother, she worries about me all the time, you know. And then, you know, it's stress on each end. You know, you're worried about, you know, what's going on at home. They're worried about you, you know, and then, you know, just keeping everything going at home. You know, you never really understand the roadblocks and the bumps in the road at home until you go away from home, you know, and then once you come back, it's a big release on your family, you know, to see you and spend time with you and so on and so forth. And then, you know, depending on how long you're at home, you know, they know you have to leave again.
Wow, I like that. You put that so eloquently, the way you put that, because a lot of people don't realize. See, we're living in an age where you may have to travel, you may have to be up and going. And I know for myself, I've put a lot of stress into relationships, and I'm going to turn off the relationship parts, because you sat back and said, there is stress even upon you being away from home.
Yes,
and
sir.
Being away from home, I don't know how long you go out, but let me ask you this, the payday. Is the payday, is it the ultimate reward, or is it the icing on the cake? What would you say?
That is tough. That is truly, truly tough. To honestly get off into that, it kind of falls back again on your experience And just so you know, not to kind of get off topic here, but when I first started driving, I was making 26 cents a mile. And if you average that out, that's pretty much, if you average that out to, you know, getting paid per hour, that's probably about $7.50 an hour. And but when you look at the only difference in it is when you look at the driver itself and, you know, and how they run, it works out. You know, you may tell yourself, oh, man, you know, I'm not really making much. Or you hear other truckers, you know, saying how much they make. Like, I currently make 40 cents a mile now. And, you know, you listen to them and, you know, they're like, well, man, I need to, I wish I could be making that, you know, but eventually it works itself out. You know, the same driver that's at the bottom of the totem pole on the pay scale can just you know, make as much as the guy on the high end of it. And it turns out good. You know, at the end of the day, when you sit back and you look at what you're making, it turns out really, really good. And I think more so than just the pay, the icing on the cake would really be the fact that you're making good money, and you're being able to, you know, travel the United States and see things that people don't get a chance to see, you know, unless they save up and go on vacation or something like that. You know, you're able to make just as much as they make and even more, and, you know, the extra reward on top of that is being able to go places and go into places that a lot of people aren't even able to go to.
I like that, because, you know what, that is one of the things, and I suggest, for especially for single people, I would tell people to look into trucking, because there is a great demand for truckers, and people don't realize it. There is a great demand. Every time I drive up behind a big rig or beside one, you always see that, if you're interested, call this number. Call this number. Let me ask you this. Are you independent, or do you own your own truck, or being independent, or do you actually work for the company?
Well, the way I run now, I drive for an independent contractor. He's an owner operator with 5 trucks, and he contracts with a company out of Chicago. So the way I run the truck, you know, he tells me, you know, you run this truck like you want to. I have the freedom to do what I want to, but without the expenses of the truck. But I have before, on several occasions, ran my own truck. And it's definitely a total, you learn a complete different side of the industry from when you're a company driver.
Wow. So being a company driver, you fall pretty much into the guidelines and the mode that the company wants. Being independent, you have more freedom, but yet I would imagine it's probably a little bit more pressure independent.
Yeah, it is. When you're a company driver, you know, the company has all the pressure of the freight, you know, the customer, and, you know, and the demands of the customer. The one thing that a lot of people don't get a chance to see and really understand is the trucking industry itself. The customers, and, you know, the big businesses that we haul for and move and freight, these people demand a lot from us. They really, really do. And we have to make sure we meet those guidelines. When you're a company driver, you don't have to worry about that. You know, the only thing you worry about, you know, is, hey, the company won't me to pick up here, you know, and get it here safely. But, you know, when you're an independent contractor or an owner-operator, you have to handle it all. You have to worry about picking it freight up, getting it where it's going. You have to worry about the pressures of, you know, that customer calling you saying, you know, hey, where is our freight? You know, is it going to be on time? You know, how is it looking? So on and so forth. You have to worry about running that load, your truck, maintenance, how much is it going to cost you to run that load? Is it feasible for me to run the load? You know, am I going to be able to make a decent profit off of it? You know, there's so much to worry about, you know, versus being a company guy. You just, you know, pick up and go. Being an owner operator, you know, or, you know, getting in the business side of it, you have to worry about everything. You have to look at everything as a whole, because it all affects you and how you run.
Wow, wow. Let me ask you this question. I've got to ask you this. How long do you see yourself in trucking?
Oh, man. To be honest with you, I can't say. That's one of the many things that I've yet to ask myself. Some days, you know, honestly, it's up and down. You know, some days I tell myself, you know, I'll give myself a few more years. And then, you know, a few days later or a week later, you know, I'll tell myself, you know, well, you know, I really want to be in it, you know. So it's kind of up and down. So I really can't give you an answer on that one, you know, because I have a passion for it, you know. So it's difficult for me to really say, you know, 2 or 3 years longer, you know, when really that's what I could be telling myself at the moment. But truthfully, you know, I want to stay in it as long as I possibly can.
See, I like that. I like that because, you know, it's something that people don't realize it. And you said it absolutely right. You know, it's a many a day we wake up and we say, you know what, I just don't want to do this no more. I have gotten burnt out. I am tired.
Right.
I've put in all these miles. And so I know that you being on the road, you probably get sick of seeing highways, you know. when you get back home, do you hate to drive?
Honestly, I don't. Me personally, I don't. You know, but I've ran into a lot of drivers out there, you know, and they we end up talking about that. You know, some drivers, you know, they say, man, when I get home, when I get off this truck, I'm not driving nothing. You know, and me personally, I love driving. You know, just driving, period, man. So, you know, when I came home, this morning at 2 in the morning, I got in the front seat and I drove home. You know, so me personally, I don't get tired of driving. I like it
okay.
too much.
And you know, that's a special breed. And you know what? Let me talk about this because I want to hit on this real quick. There are a lot of women now that are getting off into the trucking industry.
Right.
You know, women are starting to say, well, hey, hold on, wait. I can sit back, I can get in this, and I can see the world, and I don't have to depend. And I don't know if you've seen it, but how many women do you sit back and you know, hey, Big Bear or whatever, because I know you still see Ben, because I still see B, even from my base station here at the house. But, you know, how much have you seen it change where men used to be the predominant people in trucking, and it used to be these big belly men, but now you have people of all shapes, and you have the women that's driving. Do you see women coming into it more?
Honestly, yes, I do. I honestly do. And I want to say this for the listeners, you know, is it any woman that wants to be a commercial truck driver, do it. Do it, do it, do it. I've seen a lot of women out there on the road, and I've heard a lot of disrespectful drivers, you know, elaborate on, oh, well, you know, women shouldn't be truck drivers and doing all this complaining, you know, but at the end of the day, for some reason, the women are doing it better than you.
You know, so
I take my hat off, you know, to any woman that I see that's driving. I like to see it. And that's just, a lot of times it happens like this. So in this industry, it's intimidating for the men, but you have a lot of men, you know, like myself, that actually appreciate it, that's happy to see it. You know, not for the wrong reasons, but for the good reasons, you know, for the right reasons, you know, we're happy to see it. You know, we're actually happy to see the fact that a woman can get out here and be able to handle this 70-foot vehicle, you know, this 80-ton vehicle. That's a sight to see. You know, because, I mean, honestly, to elaborate on a semi-truck just a little bit, you're basically driving a missile down the highway. And it's not easy. It's not a car. It's not a tour bus. It's not a school bus. It's not a Greyhound. It's a semi-truck hauling heavy freight going down the road, you know, with 200-gallon drums strapped to it, you know, and there's one little person behind the wheel, you know. So it's awesome, man, to be able to see a woman out there that's succeeding in it. You know, that's really, really succeeding in it, man. It's awesome. And the crazy wow. thing about it that I've found with women in truck driving, they're better
uh-huh.
in certain aspects when it comes to men. They understand it better, so therefore they grasp it better. They take it serious. A lot of males out here don't take it serious, you know. And women, you know, they get into it and they're good at it. You know, despite the fact that, you know, they're under a lot of scrutiny as they get into it.
I like that. Brother Ahab, I appreciate you coming on here and seeing that.
Hey, not a problem, man, not a problem.
Us.
We should do this again, man.
You know, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it on a longer format because I want to have you on my other show where we can really break this thing down because there's so many. I know there's some deep things that you can tell us about trucking, and I have enjoyed this interview here. I have actually really enjoyed it because it's one of the peaceful conversations that we were
right.
able to have on this show. And so I want to thank you so much. I'm going to be in contact with you, and
okay,
we're going to
thank you for having me, man.
You.
I really do.
Yeah, we're
going to
schedule you. I want to schedule you to sit back at your convenience. We're going to tape a show. And I really want to get into a few more aspects of the trucking industry. But I want to thank you so much for being a part of Open Talk with Les Jackson. And until next time, Brother Ahab, have a good weekend. Don't watch too much basketball. Because if you like me, I'm into March Madness. I am fired up. I see Michigan State win today. I am totally in tune now. And I am feeling pretty good, even though I realize I have to sit back and take a break and do what I do. But I'm telling you, enjoy your day off, man. Are you back at it tomorrow?
I won't get back at it until Sunday.
And see, and that's what people don't realize. You don't have to drive 24/7 if you don't, you know, when you get a break,
right.
you get a break.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You need it. You definitely need it, man.
There you go.
Most
there
definitely.
You go. Well, next time we're going to talk about the wear and tear. We're going to talk about many different aspects of trucking. And once again, Brother Ahab, I am so elated, and I appreciate you being here and being on the show. I hope that everybody has enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. Let me ask you one question before I go because this is in overtime right now and people are going to be sitting back and they're going to hear the thing in its entirety. Let me ask you something. On average, and not mentioning, don't say anything about yours, but on average, what is the salary of a truck driver today?
$700 to $800 a week.
$700 or $800 a week. Can you imagine? Can people imagine? Listeners, can you imagine?
That's after tax.
Sitting back. We do this complaining about there's no jobs, there's no this, there's no that. Here's a young man, $700 a week average, and it can be more, and I know it probably can be a lot
right.
more. And so, Can people, I want people to fathom, because there are a lot of people crying that there are no jobs and I can't get a job. Let me ask you now what is the, and I'm going to ask you this and then we're going to get out of here. Let me ask you this. How strong are they? You can't have a felony and drive a truck, correct? Or can you?
Well, what it takes to be a truck driver is you have to be at least 21 years of age. If you do have a felony, it has to be at least 7 years old. And everything else has to be at least 5 years old. Other than that, be able to pass a drug test, and you know, there you go. You know, have a clean driving record. Other than that, it doesn't take much to be a truck driver. And one thing I want to say, you know, before I get off here, mm-hmm. when they were, you know, elaborating, you hear on the news and they're saying, you know, there are no jobs and the job market is down and so on and so forth. The trucking industry is the only industry that has not slowed down. Whenever the recession and the stock market crashed and gas prices started shooting through the roof, trucking industry was still going. They were still hiring. They weren't downsizing. They wasn't letting off truckers or nothing like that. It was still going. Because at the end of the day, truck drivers, we drive the economy. The economy is not going to stop unless every truck driver in America goes on strike and say, hey, we're not driving them. Then the economy crashes. Until that happens, there's always, the trucking industry is always hiring. So for anybody out there that's in the excellent position where they've never been in trouble with the law and have a good driving record, look into it. It may be something that you want to get into. You may tell yourself, well, I don't know if I want to do it or so on and so forth. You never know until you try. You never really know until you try. And honestly, the trucking industry isn't for everybody. It takes a lot to become a truck driver and really test yourself learning how to drive and handle a semi-truck. But if you can manage that, you can manage everything else.
I like it. On that note, you know what? You wrapped it up perfectly. I'm going to sit back, and I'm hoping for me and mine, to you and yours, have a beautiful weekend. Let me tell you, I want to tell everybody, like I always say, and I'm going to do this because I didn't do it. Happy birthday to all my friends on Facebook, Twitter, blogtalkradio.com. You have just heard the life of a trucker. You can make money. You can sit back. There is opportunity. You have found out the criteria and everything that you need to know to sit back. I'm telling you, if you have always thought about you wanted to get away, this is a way to get away, be on the road, see many things and many sights that you never thought that you'd ever see. They might not be all the sights you want to see, but they are the sights that you need to see. And in every city that you go in, there are sights that you want to see. So let us sit back, be mindful. Until the next time, this has been Open Talk with Les Jackson. My special guest, Brother Ahab. Brother Ahab, thank you so much. Have a good day. I'm out of here. I think I found a lovely day.
On a crisp spring morning, there's not a cloud in the sky. Got me out here walking and waving to the ladies as they stroll by. And I ain't forgot for a moment all the things I need to do. But when I see that old sun shining, it makes me think that I can make it through. Yes, and